WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Travelers are packing in at the airports this Monday before Thanksgiving, including this woman at Boston's Logan International.
Very difficult right now. It's very difficult. A lot of mess.
Delays could ensue at the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina, where service workers went on strike this morning. The issue? Money.
Don't have enough for groceries. Sometimes don't have enough for anything. We need livable wages, and we don't have any.
Eric and Lyle Menendez, serving life sentences for the 1989 murder of their parents, will appear in court virtually today for a hearing on their lawyer's petition to have their convictions overturned. One of their attorneys is Mark Garagos.
There was a letter that was discovered that Eric had written to Andy, his cousin Andy Cano, which predates the homicides. That letter talks about the abuse and his fear of his father.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An offer of $10,000 could help Milwaukee fill slots in public service. Mayor Cavalier Johnson today is highlighting a new recruitment strategy for the Milwaukee Police Department. It focuses on attracting seasoned officers from other departments, with eligible candidates possibly receiving a $10,000 bonus. The proposal will be reviewed by the Common Council. The DOT is telling drivers to just slow down and look at the signs. Yesterday marked the debut of Milwaukee County's newest traffic feature, a diverging diamond interchange. It's at 43 and Brown Deer Road. The DOT just recently wrapped up that year-long project. The design temporarily redirects traffic. It's said to improve safety and interstate access. The deer hunt is underway, and those looking to unload their extras have an option with the DNR. Lisa Hale has more about the Deer Donation Program.
The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years. And hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease. Then contact their local processor to ensure they have space.
In a bid to balance its budget, Waukesha County is looking at a naming rights program for its facilities and parks. The initiative, which could see company names on everything from buildings to benches, is being developed by the Parks Department. Downtown Milwaukee is in the holiday spirit with the 26th annual Holiday Lights Festival underway. The entire effort features over 500,000 lights across the city's parks. The six-week celebration offers nightly performances, Santa meet and greets, and other festive activities. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Packers get some revenge. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing in the playoffs three times to the 49ers under Matt LaFleur, the Packers beat them at Lambeau Field by a final score of 38-10 yesterday. Was it revenge? Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
It's huge. I mean, we talked about it all week. I mean, just the fact that they knocked us out, and the last time we played them, we lost. So we knew it was going to be a four-quarter fight. It feels good to be able to go out there and have a win like this. So, we're going to move past it now. But definitely feels good.
49ers tight end George Kittle.
It felt like they were on the field the entire first and part of the second quarter, so time possession was tough. I feel like that's something that I try to emphasize every single week. Like, hey, what are your goals of victory? Hold on to the ball, run the ball a ton, don't turn the ball over, and I don't think we did any of those three things tonight.
NBA, the Bucks are traveling to Florida. They play the Miami Heat tomorrow night. Tip-off time 6:30. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Milwaukee Saturday night, 125-119. The Bucks are 8-9 and have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy today with some scattered off and on light showers. We'll get to around 50 for a high with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, breezy, 25. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot colder with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number 2. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Oh, yeah. There's that music. It means it's time for the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, good morning. It's Monday, the 25th of November, time for the Earl Ingram Show, and of course, I'm not Earl Ingram. Earl's doing fine, taking a few days off. He will be back next Monday, okay, so you can look forward to that. He'll have all of his regular guests next week, so make sure you're tuned in next week, but in the meantime, I will be your host for a couple of days, and my name is Stu Daniels, in case you're not familiar with me and my voice. I used to do the morning show with Earl for a few years, like 2017 to 2020 in Milwaukee, and he asked me to fill in for him for a few days while he's taking a few days off. And there is a lot in the news that we're going to try to get to today. Thank you for tuning in. And by the way, if you want to join us on the phone number is 855-752-4842. And it was a pretty good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. A lot going on, a lot of sports in the over the weekend. Of course, Saturday, the Bucks won their fourth game in a row, defeating the Charlotte Hornets. They improved their record to 8-9, almost up to 500. The Bucks go down to Miami to play the Heat tomorrow night. If they win that, they will be at 500. And that game, by the way, tomorrow night, going to be on national TV. It will be on TNT for in case you have any friends or relatives that live out of town. You want to watch the Bucks. They'll be on national TV tomorrow night. Also, the big Packers game yesterday defeated the 49ers, a decisive victory, final score 38-10. The Packers welcome the 5-6 Dolphins to Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. That game also going to be aired on Civic Media radio stations, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, WRCO in Richland Center, and WCQM in Park Falls. One more thing that happened over the weekend that I would like to mention. Last night, just after the Packers game, for those of you who are music fans, there was a great concert last night streamed live on YouTube. It was the Soulshine benefit concert for those affected by Hurricane Helene, which destroyed much of Asheville, North Carolina, and Western North Carolina at the end of September. And I do believe you can watch the replay of that concert for at least the next few days on the Dave Matthews Band channel on YouTube. And if you are a fan of the Dave Matthews Band or of Warren Haynes or a fan of the Allman Brothers Band, you probably want to check it out. Okay. Again, you can find it at the Dave Matthews Band channel on YouTube. You could probably just go to YouTube and search Soulshine. Okay, that was the name of the show, Soulshine. It's S-O-U-L, Soulshine. And the reason why I mentioned the Allman Brothers thing is because last night at this concert, Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes played together quite a bit. And for those of you that aren't familiar, those guys, Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes, were the guitar players in the Allman Brothers band for about the last 15 years or so that that band was together. And those are some of the big things going on over the weekend. I have a lot of topics I'd like to get to today in the time that we have. And, you know, this is obviously the first time I've been on the radio since the election a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And, you know, after the election, I started wondering about citizenship. What is citizenship? And what does it mean to be a citizen? We, the people, are so polarized right now. It's not even easy for one side to understand the other side and why they voted the way that they did. And some people are even changing their Thanksgiving plans because they don't want to be around relatives who voted for the other side. Some Republicans mistakenly think that Democrats want to destroy the country by flooding it with immigrants. And some Democrats think Republicans just voted for a maniacal narcissist who wants to turn our nation into an authoritarian state, similar to China or Russia or North Korea. So why are the citizens of the United States so polarized? And what does it mean to be a citizen? What does it mean to be a citizen of the United States? And is being a good citizen important? And what are the responsibilities of being a citizen? Do citizens have responsibilities? Well, as a matter of fact, if you look at the definition of citizenship, according to Merriam-Webster, citizenship is membership in a community. Also, according to the Center for the Study of Citizenship, did you know that there was one of those? The Center for the Study of Citizenship, that's at Wayne State University in Detroit, they say that citizenship is a legal status and relation between an individual and a state or nation that entails specific legal rights and duties. Okay? Citizenship is a legal status and relation between an individual and a state or nation that entails specific legal rights and duties. Legal rights and duties. So as a citizen, we have rights, but we also have duties. Okay? So there is a list of our rights and our responsibilities at the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services website. Okay, can you think of any rights? Can you think of any responsibilities? Well, at this website, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services website, which is where you go if you want to become a citizen of the United States, the list of rights has 7 items, and the list of responsibilities has 9 items. Okay, can you think of what some of the rights may be? List of rights as a citizen of the United States. Well, the first thing listed under the list of rights is freedom to express yourself. the freedom to express yourself, which is something that you cannot do in the authoritarian states. The second item under the list of rights is the freedom to worship as you wish. Okay, so you've got the freedom to express yourself and the freedom to worship as you wish. Also listed under the rights of a citizen is the right to a prompt and fair trial by jury. Below that is the right to vote in elections for public officials. Also, a right of citizenship in the United States is the right to apply for federal employment requiring U.S. citizenship. In other words, some jobs may require the applicant to be a citizen. And if you are a citizen, then you have the right to apply for that federal job. Another right that's listed of these seven rights is the right to run for elected office. And number seven is the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, so those are the seven rights of a citizen in the United States. Freedom to express yourself, freedom to worship as you wish, the right to a prompt and fair trial by jury, the right to vote in elections for public officials, the right to apply for federal employment requiring U.S. citizenship. Number six is the right to run for elected office. And number seven is the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Can you think of what the responsibilities may be? The responsibilities of being a citizen in the United States. What could those be? Well, we're going to take a break in just a couple of minutes, but before we go, I'll give you at least a couple of these. The number one item under the list of responsibilities is to support and defend the Constitution. Okay? And I think there's a reason why it's listed first, because as a citizen of the United States, that's probably the most important thing you can do, right? Support and defend the Constitution, which is, you know, what our nation was founded on. So that makes sense. Okay, you got to support and defend the Constitution. So there are a total of nine responsibilities on this list of responsibilities. Can you think of any others? What would be responsibilities of a citizen in the United States? Well, I think we're going to take a break here. By the way, if you want to get on the phone and give us some feedback on these items, rights and responsibilities of citizens and being a good citizen, the phone number is 855-752-4842. I'm going to try to take some phone calls, but we're going to come back after the break and talk about citizenship. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, keep them out. Smile on your brother.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Oh, yeah. Man, there's a classic for you, huh? Green Onions. Booker T and the MGs, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on a Monday morning. I'm your guest host, filling in for Earl today. My name is Stu Daniels. And by the way, a big thanks to Earl for giving me this opportunity. He needed to take a few days off. He doesn't take many days off, that's for sure. So I said I'd be happy to fill in for him. And again, thanks to Earl for giving me this opportunity. If you were listening before the break, then you heard us discussing citizenship. What does it mean to be a citizen in the United States? Is being a good citizen important? And what are the responsibilities of being a citizen? Do citizens have responsibilities? They obviously have rights, but according to the website for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, citizens do have responsibilities. If you want to be a citizen in the United States, you have responsibilities. It's not just a free ride, okay? During the first segment or during the previous segment, we talked about the list of rights. There are 7 of those. And there's also a list of responsibilities. There are 9 of those, okay? A quick recap of the rights of a United States citizen, according to this website. And by the way, I should mention, or I did mention earlier, that this is the website people go to that want to become citizens of the United States, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. So your rights as a citizen, you have freedom to express yourself, the freedom to worship as you wish, the right to a prompt, fair trial by jury. 4 is the right to vote in elections for public officials. And 5 is the right to apply for federal employment requiring U.S. citizenship. Then we have the right to run for elected office. And 7 is the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, so those are the rights as a citizen of the United States, but there are also responsibilities, okay? Just before the break, I mentioned that the 1 responsibility, or at least the one that's listed first, is to support and defend the Constitution. Okay, that makes perfect sense, right? 2 on that list is to stay informed of the issues affecting your community. That is your responsibility as a United States citizen. You have the responsibility to stay informed of the issues affecting your community. Isn't that what citizenship is about? That's what the definition is. In the previous segment, I read the definition from Merriam-Webster of citizenship as being a member of a community. So by staying informed of the issues affecting your community, hopefully you'll be a better citizen, right? That makes sense. Number three on this list of responsibilities of a United States citizen, by the way, can you think of any? Do you have any guesses what they may be? Well, number three is to participate in the democratic process. Okay, if you've ever heard Tom Hartman on the radio, you probably heard him say that democracy is not a spectator sport. You have to be involved. You have to participate. And that's exactly what it says is one of your responsibilities as a citizen of the United States. All right, so we've got support and defend the Constitution. Stay informed of the issues affecting your community. Participate in the democratic process. Number four, under the list of responsibilities, is respect and obey federal, state, and local laws. Makes sense, right? Number five is respect the rights, the beliefs, and the opinions of others. Have respect for your fellow citizens. Respect their rights. Respect their beliefs. And respect their opinions. Number six under responsibilities is participate in your local community. So, obviously, from these six that we've looked at so far, six of the nine items under list of responsibilities, it's all about being a participant, being actively involved. Do you think that's the way most Americans are these days? Are most people involved in the community, in the democratic process? I don't know. Seems to me, and this has probably been the way it's been for a long time, it seems like most people are most concerned with their personal lives. And that's what you would expect. But also, as a citizen, it's important to be involved in your community. Know what's going on, right? Number two on this list was stay informed of the issues affecting your community. Read a newspaper. Watch the news. Listen to the news on the radio. Listen to the talk shows on the radio and try to become an informed citizen. Okay, so we've gone through six of these so far. I know we're going to take a break in just a little bit here, but number seven on this list of responsibilities of U.S. citizens is pay income taxes and other taxes honestly and on time to federal, state, and local authorities. Do your part. Pay your fair share. Costs a lot of money to run a big country like the United States, right? So we all have to pay our fair share of income taxes and other taxes honestly and on time to federal, state, and local authorities. All right, and I do believe that we're going to be able to take some phone calls after the bottom of the hour. Okay, so I'd like to hear what you have to say on some of these items. We'll also get to the final two items under the list of responsibilities. The phone number to call if you want to get involved is 855-752-4842. If it's busy, call back. Try to get you on the air.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An unexpected visitor showed up at the Wisconsin Humane Society in Saukville yesterday. All the pets inside are okay after a vehicle crashed into the front entrance yesterday morning. Again, no staff or animals were hurt, though the driver suffered minor injuries. The front desk area was destroyed. Police say they are still investigating what happened. The Republican Senate candidate claimed there are 8 million registered voters in Wisconsin. That's false. Here's Tricia Young from Wisconsin Watch.
Republican Eric Hufte raised questions about the number of registered voters in the state after losing to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin by less than one percentage point in the recent election. Hufte inaccurately claimed the state has, quote, almost 8 million registered voters, unquote, and only 3.5 million active voters. The Wisconsin Elections Commission lists in its voter record database 3.66 million registered voters and 4.27 million inactive voters who are not eligible to vote unless they re-register. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A former teacher's aide at a Milwaukee school will serve a 9-year prison sentence for child enticement. Randell Jefferson has been convicted on 7 counts, including soliciting a child for prostitution. Jefferson was running an after-school program at Oliver Wendell Holmes School. An offer of $10,000 could help Milwaukee fill slots in public service. Mayor Cavalier Johnson today is highlighting a new recruitment strategy for the Milwaukee Police Department. The proposal will be reviewed by the Common Council. No major problems have been reported from the hunt. The 2024 Wisconsin gun deer season started Saturday. The DNR doesn't have any record of any incidents, and they plan to give an update at some point today. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Timothy Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with some scattered off and on light showers. We'll get to around 50 for a high with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, breezy, 25. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot colder with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Here we go.
There's a calm before the storm. I know it
yes. It's music from Creedence Clearwater Revival on a Monday morning. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm filling in for Earl. He'll be back next Monday, taking a few days off. As we get ready for the big holiday on Thursday, Thanksgiving, are you ready? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? I don't know if you can ever be ready, right? It depends on where you're going or what you're doing or who you're inviting over. Hey, we've been talking about citizenship this morning. And by the way, if you have an opinion on this, I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 855-752-4842. And we've been talking about what does it mean to be a citizen of the United States? Is being a good citizen important? And what are the responsibilities of being a citizen? Do citizens have responsibilities? And one of the things we've been going over here is the list of rights and responsibilities as listed on the website for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. Okay, they have a list of rights, 7 rights, freedom to express yourself, the freedom to worship as you wish, right to a prompt, fair trial by a jury, the right to vote in elections for public officials, the right to apply for federal employment, which requires U.S. citizenship, the right to run for elected office, and freedom to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But with those rights also come responsibilities. And if we want to be a well-rounded, good citizen, then we should also take these responsibilities to heart, right? Support and defend the Constitution. Stay informed of the issues affecting your community. Number 3 is participate in the democratic process. Number 4 is respect and obey federal, state, and local laws. Number 5 of citizens' responsibilities is respect the rights, the beliefs, and the opinions of others. Right before the break, we mentioned that number 6 is participate in your local community. Number 7 is pay income taxes and other taxes honestly and on time to federal, state, and local authorities. Number 8, which we haven't mentioned yet, is to serve on a jury when called upon. And number 9, the last one that's listed under the list of responsibilities at the website for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, is defend the country if the need should arise. Okay? A good citizen should defend the country if the need should arise. Now, the way it's been in the United States for decades, if not a couple of centuries now, is that we've had a standing army and we rely on the people who are in our armed forces to protect us. So chances are, we each individually won't have to pick up arms, but you just never know. I was reading a story recently, a few days ago, I think it was in the New York Times, about a woman who was, she was 37 years old. She was a former teacher in Ukraine, but now she's a soldier. In the photographs that accompanied the story, they had pictures of her in her battle gear, camouflage, helmet. And now, instead of teaching first graders, as she did previously, now she has a bazooka. She has a weapon that she holds on her shoulder and fires, you know, to the opposing side. So hopefully something like that would never happen here in the United States, but I'm assuming that, you know, they were thinking that would never happen there with recent advancements in democracy in Ukraine. But things change. So those are your list of responsibilities and rights. Okay. Being a good citizen. What does it mean to be a citizen of the United States? Is being a good citizen important? And what are the responsibilities of being a citizen? Remember that the definition, according to Merriam-Webster, is membership in a community, definition of citizenship. And I'll go through these one more time because it may be a good idea to memorize these. Your list of rights, freedom to express yourself, freedom to worship as you wish, the right to a prompt, fair trial by jury, the right to vote in elections for public officials, the right to apply for federal employment requiring U.S. citizenship, the right to run for elected office, and the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is important, right? It's in the Constitution. Now, our responsibilities as citizens, you got to support and defend the Constitution. Stay informed of the issues affecting your community. Participate in the democratic process. Respect and obey federal, state, and local laws. Respect the rights, beliefs, and opinions of others. Participate in your local community. Pay income taxes and other taxes honestly and on time to federal, state, and local authorities. Serve on a jury when called upon, and defend the country if the need should arise. That's how you be a citizen in the United States. So before we go on to our next topic, let's take a call from a listener concerning citizenship. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Stu?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Yeah. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary in Sussex, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Hey, I agree with everything you said. There wasn't one that I could even debate you on. So, you know, you're right on topic today with me, and that's my opinion, of course. There's another couple that I think that you didn't mention that I think you'd agree with, but...
Yeah, before you get to those... Wait.
Yeah.
Gary, can you hear me?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Hey, before you get to those, let's just recognize the fact that you agreed with me and all that stuff. I know there's only been a few times when you called me to tell me that you agreed with me over the years, and this is one of them. So I just want to mark this occasion because it's big news. This should probably be on the front page of the newspaper tomorrow.
I believe it or not, I listen to you guys all the time. I learn from you guys. That I don't always agree, but there's a lot of times I do. But a couple of them that I think that you didn't mention that you might agree with me, and that is respecting the flag. I'm just really irritated when people go out there and burn our American flag. Whether you're an American or a foreign person, you got to respect the flag. And another one is, and this is I'm really strong about, especially what's happened since the election, is to respect the government that we have and the elected officials that we elected. Whether you like them or not, you got to hope that America prospers under whoever. There's been presidents that I did not vote for, but I always wish them the best because I want our country to grow and I want everybody to get along. I'm a conservative, but I'm a principled conservative. I'm a MAGA, but I'm not crazy. I love our country. I love the people in our country. I've been overseas, not in the military, but visiting on vacation. And when I come back and I see our American flag, it gives me tingles down my spine when I didn't see it for a while. You know, see all these other flags. So I love America, and there's no way in the world that no matter who's president that I'm going to sit there and I'm leaving. I'm leaving, you know. No, I would never leave America. I love it.
Yeah, and I agree. I love America, too. That's why I wanted to go over this stuff about being a citizen today.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you were listening, Gary, and I really appreciate you calling in. And let me ask you about one thing you said. You know, I understand how seeing people who are upset at the government seeing them burn the flag can upset you. You know, I'm sure that could upset anybody who loves this country. But as citizens of this country, do they have the right to burn that flag? Do you think it should be illegal to burn the flag and express their disappointment? It's not a violent act, but I think it expresses the utmost disagreement with what's going on in the nation. It doesn't happen very often, but it's happened over the years. And I think other than violence, that's probably the most strenuous way of getting your belief out, showing how much you disagree with what may be going on. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think it should be illegal to burn the flag?
Well, the thing is, when, yes, I do. I'd like to have it a fine. I don't want it to be a federal law. I'd like to have each state have their own laws. And if it's in Wisconsin, we have a referendum that in Wisconsin, you burn a flag, you're going to get a ticket. I don't think you should get jail fine. But I think that there should be some restraints to it. It's like climbing on, let's say, I think when I was in Washington, D.C., they had the Lincoln Memorial there. You're not allowed to climb on Lincoln's lap. And if you do, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
So that's disrespecting him. So to me, yeah, I think that there should be a law. I don't like it to be a federal law. I'd rather have it to be a state law, in my opinion, and have each state decide. That's the way I like a lot of this stuff, because some states, you know, they want things their way. And in our state, I want it to be the way we believe in our own state. You know, I don't believe, like out in California, some of the stuff that goes on out there with their loose laws on criminals and no cash bail and all that sort of stuff. No, I think each state should have their own laws. If you don't like it, then move to the other state. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I agree on a number of these things, Gary, but the flag thing, that's a tough one, you know? I mean, obviously, people have fought and died for the right of United States citizens to be allowed to express their concern and burn the American flag. It's just, it's part of the way things have been. But yeah, I don't know. That's a tough call. I'm sure there are people who agree with you that are listening right now, but I'm sure there are people that have disagreed with you too. We're getting ready to take a break. Gary, thank you for calling. I really appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, and speaking of California, we got L.A. Tom on the line. We're going to get to him and the others that are waiting to talk just after the break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
That'll get you going on a Monday morning. It's The Who. Keith Moon smashing the drums. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your fill-in host today. I'm Stu Daniels. Earl's taking a few days off. He'll be back next Monday. And we are, of course, in Thanksgiving week. Hope you're having a good day so far. We got phone lines open if you want to join the conversation. We've been discussing citizenship so far this morning. The phone number is 855-752-4842. Just before the break, we talked with Gary in Sussex, and surprisingly enough, he and I agreed on a number of these items concerning citizenship. If you weren't listening earlier, we were going over the rights and the responsibilities of being a citizen, based on the website that people go to where they find out information about becoming a U.S. citizen. It's the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. They have a list of 7 rights and 9 responsibilities. So let's get back to the phone lines, and we've got Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. Welcome in.
Good morning, Stu. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Thank you.
First off, I am a proud Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat, and I hope that everyone gets a chance, or maybe you get a chance while Earl's gone, but maybe talk about the second economic bill of rights that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did in his fourth term, but was not able because of his passing, was not able to put that into place. So it's FDR's second economic bill of rights.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
I really like Gary. Yeah, I really like Gary. I think he's a good guy, but I really don't think he knows anything about California. I just don't. He comes out each day and really just, says the talking points that he hears on other radio stations about California. Honestly, one of the worst times California was in crisis was during Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's when things kind of were falling apart here in California, and we've actually built it back, and it's getting better and better all the time. So I don't really know, what the hell he's talking about. Second, we are the third largest economy in the world. So without California, a lot of other places in the United States would not actually be surviving. Also, with Gary, it seems like he wants government to control everything. He wants government to control the First Amendment. He wants government to control a woman's body. And by the way, just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that she chooses to terminate a pregnancy. It's actually her choice. And I actually believe women are smart and they can make the choice. Most women every day make a choice to carry a child the full term. So I don't understand where it is that they want to control every aspect of our lives, except for something that's going to give us a social safety net, which is right there in the Constitution, which is to the general welfare of the people. I think we have a definite disagreement, and I would love to have that talk with Gary someday, because honestly, I think we can agree upon a lot in terms of money out of politics and, all of these different things. But why do they want to control, especially when you have someone like, Project 2025, and you have a playbook now that wants to control all aspects of our lives? And don't be surprised, guys, if they come after your guns because of the fact that they want to control every aspect of your life on the regressive side. It's just the way that it is. So, again, I would just ask that you do, during this week, Stu, which is so great to hear you, please touch on FDR's second economic bill of rights, because I think everyone should know it, and I think everyone should hold every Democrat feet to the fire that they agree with the second economic bill of rights.
Yeah. L.A. Tom, thank you for mentioning that. I agree with you. That is something
thank
that
you,
we should... Yeah, thank you for the call. And maybe that is something that we will do. I'm going to be hosting tomorrow and Wednesday as well. And today, I thought it was important to talk about citizenship, our rights and responsibilities as citizens. And, learning history is really important. And I think that if more American citizens knew the history of the United States, we could make better decisions about where we are going in the future. And so whether or not I'm able to get to L.A. Tom's suggestion of discussing the Second Economic Bill of Rights from FDR, whether I'm able to get to that or not, it's something that each of us should go look at on our own. Do your research. Learn more about the United States and the history of this great nation. Let's take a break for the top of the hour news. If you want to get in on the conversation, it's 855-752-4842. We have a number of people on the line we're going to get to right after the break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you call this understood. You ain't got no money. You just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right. Hit the road, Jack.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels turns down a Trump cabinet position. Is he lazy or just against divesting? Also, MTG claims subpoena power. Who's she coming after? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. CB.